Welcome to the podcast. My name is Jamie Knight, and I'm a realtor with Real Broker right here in Cajun Country, Lafayette, Louisiana. The goal of this podcast is to provide massive value by bringing insider access to our area's top agents and find out how they've been able to achieve massive success in their business. My hope is that you take away a few things from their experiences to grow your own business. My guest today is a friend and fellow real agent, Paige Gary. Paige has also been on the podcast before on a podcast called Dress for Success, but Paige and I got into some really good stuff at an office meeting the other day where we were encouraging some new agents and some agents who were struggling, and kind of the topic that we were talking about is confidence is key and taking charge in your real estate business. So Paige, I guess give us a little bit of the background on where you came from, how you ended up with this confidence, and we'll get into some good stuff about how we were mentoring these agents and what we were talking about. So
real estate is such an important but such a big profession, right? Like if we mess up, we mess up. So you really do need to have confidence. It can't be false confidence, though, because there are severe ramifications if you do mess up, right?
Right.
So we want to instill confidence in especially younger agents, or really agents in general. And you and I had a big powwow talking about what gives an agent confidence. Where does this confidence come from? One of the things that we immediately brought up was experience. Well, how do you get experience if you don't have confidence, right? But the repetition of doing transactions absolutely will give you confidence. You brought up the Dress for Success episode that you and I talked about previously. And I do think one of the things that does give confidence is dressing your part. Feeling like you are dressed for success, feeling like you can conquer the world,
right.
Being the authority in the room. I think that's a big confidence booster, right? I've always told my children, always dress up. I'd rather be the best dressed person in a room than, you know, be somebody that it's underdressed. And that instills confidence in you. So I do like the idea of always being prepared and being dressed just in case. I mean, I will never forget the one time that I wore leggings, yoga pants to work was the one time, of course, I got a call to go quickly show a house. And I apologized profusely to my buyer for not being prepared. And that I just swore I would never let that happen again. So as you know, you'll see me in the office. I'm always dressed because I'm waiting for that phone call to happen, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so we were getting into some really good stuff when it came down to like new agents. And I had several conversations with different agents. And they're like, Jamie, I feel like I'm doing everything right in my business, right? I have the weekly email going. I'm doing the pop buys and the mail outs and the touches and the social media and all those things that they're doing. And they're doing great stuff, right? But I think that what kind of they were getting at was they aren't getting the deals that they want to get. And they're frustrated because, like, why am I not getting the deals? And my main recommendation to them was to take charge of the situation. I think that was a reason why a lot of these agents don't get where they want to go, is because they're doing the right things. They're friendly with their clients, but being a friend sometimes is just not good enough, right? What's going to end up happening, and kind of how I was telling them was, what's going to happen is you're going to be their friend, but then somebody who's going to get in there and actually solve the problem is going to be the person that gets the opportunity.
100%. I mean, think about it. They're making probably the single largest transaction financially in their life. They don't want a friend with them. They want someone that knows how to negotiate a good deal, that knows how to ensure that no timeline or deadline is missed. I mean, this is a very important step. It's serious business. They don't need somebody to hold their hand. They need somebody to take charge and get the job done. Take charge, confidence, that those all fall into the same category. And so, again, what you and I have delved into is how do you instill confidence? Another important thing that I think that gives someone that confidence, that gives them that take charge attitude, would be education. Education is a huge thing. I actually had a discussion the other day with a new agent who was going to be showing, for the first time ever, showing some buyers, some properties. And And she was concerned. She was expressing her lack of confidence and she was expressing concern. And I said, hold on, you passed the real estate exam. You already have more education than these first time home buyers. And she was kind of like, yeah, you're right. You know, that's exactly right. So education, number one, is key. I am a huge fan of podcasts. A couple of my friends kind of call me a podcast page. So they're just, to me, the best way. We're always in our car. It's the best way for us to educate ourselves, to stay abreast of current market trends or interest rate, you know, what's going on with the interest rate. Of course, that's the number one topic. How's the market? What are interest rates doing, right? Well, how do you know that if you haven't been educated? And we're not talking about an education from a month ago. You need to know that type of information on a daily basis. So there are podcasts that I'll listen to. My car radio is never on. It's always on a podcast. That has probably been my biggest source of confidence because I know I'm knowledgeable. I know that I know what's going on in current affairs. And that is very key to gaining confidence is knowledge. Knowledge is power. That's a saying for a reason, right? So
yeah, absolutely.
Education, knowledge, all of that is just huge in being a confidence booster.
Yeah, absolutely. And one thing I always recommend too is I always recommend that you spend some time in the market. So understanding the trends of what's happening in your local market is super important because they can read that the ceiling's falling down in Miami, but that doesn't matter to us in Lafayette, Louisiana. Mm-hmm. Like it all just matters. Like every day, a good realtor should be in the market studying the everything that sold, everything that came on the market, everything that got price reduced, like everything that canceled. Know the market. And I think that that's a super important thing that as realtors, we get busy with our lives and mm-hmm. we get busy doing social media or doing showings or doing listings or presentations or whatever we do, but we don't spend the time, enough time in the market. And I always say a good dad or mom is in the home. A good realtor is in the market.
Absolutely.
So,
and we have things like our hot sheet. I mean, I'm sure every MLS has a hot sheet. You need to be checking those things 3, 4, 5 times a day, because how knowledgeable would you appear if, you know, somebody said, hey, I'm looking for a house in XYZ subdivision. And you say, oh, well, you know what? One just hit the market this morning. Let me send it to you. You know, you need to know your market and you need to know your days on market. You need to know your list to selling price ratio. All of that stuff makes you seem knowledgeable. And therefore, people will have confidence in your ability.
Yeah, absolutely. 100% agree. And one thing I always say, and I've probably said it multiple times on the podcast, is that the general public operates at around a sixth grade level. Mm-hmm. You know,
it's so sad, but yeah.
You know, like that's about their understanding. And it's not meant to be ugly, but that's about their understanding of the sale process. Mm-hmm. They know enough to get themselves in trouble, but they don't know enough of the specifics that they need to be able to do transactions like we do. And then that's where a new agent, like you said, can come in and have some confidence and say, hey, like I know a little bit to help you get past some of these hurdles. Even as a new agent, again, you know more than them, you pass the real estate test. Mm-hmm. So that in itself gives you confidence. If you look at it like that, I think that you can totally have confidence. You can take charge of a situation because you know, hey, they need to do a home inspection or whatever it is to protect them.
A first-time home buyer has no idea what due diligence means, has no idea why there is a need for a home inspection. They just don't know these things. And again, you need to remember as a newer agent or as an unconfident agent, you know these things like the back of your hand. You already know this. So that's our job, is to educate and bring these inexperienced people so that they don't make any kind of mistakes.
Yeah. And another story that I kind of want to jump to, too, is I had a closing the other day that I had scheduled and the people lived a couple hours away. So they scheduled it like the day before. And now in the morning, my people know that they're coming in. So these people are halfway here to town to do the closing. And we get a notification from the title company that something, wires got crossed, they checked a box they shouldn't have checked, and the appraisal ended up forcing an extra couple of days on the closing, right? And I was having a conversation with the seller, and I let him know the news, and obviously he was pretty upset in that he's going to come here and sign, but not be able to not get any money. So we have been on this take charge mentality, right? The inexperienced agent might have sided again with the seller and lived in boohoo land, and I'm upset and I want to be upset with you. But as an experienced agent, what I decided to do was say, hey, I've got it. I'm taking charge, right? I'll take care of it. I'll call the buyer's agent. I'll call the attorney. I'll let them know, hey, as soon as you guys get funds, then the home is available to be able to be moved into. And I told my seller, I was like, look, you don't have to go in there and be the bad guy. I'm already the bad guy for you. Mm-hmm. So go in there. And I said, you've got a choice that you can make. You can basically go over there and you can be upset. You have that right. You can go and be upset, because I would be upset too. Obviously, a change happened. But, or you can go in there and you can provide a really nice experience for a first-time home buyer that this is their first home purchase. Mm-hmm. So I said, you can provide that opportunity and it's your choice to do that. But again, that was a perfect example of taking charge and having experience and having knowledge on how things should go. And the closing ended up being a great closing on both sides. The buyers were super excited. The agent was super excited. It went well. They ended up waiting a few days until, you know, they could actually close on the property. And, you know, the seller got funded on that day, and it was a great experience for all. Mm-hmm. But again, had we gone and lived in the land of not confident, we could have sided with the seller and said, oh, I'm upset. You're upset. Let's go ahead and make this thing a nightmare.
Right.
Which
right.
we could have taken that route. But again, experience and taking charge and saying things like, hey, let's get this house cleaned up so we can get it on the market, you know, versus just saying, oh, you know, you do what you want, or, you know, mm-hmm. more and more I'm seeing, mm-hmm. I've been seeing stuff on social media, how listings are just not prepared to be shown right now. They are just in horrible shape. They have a bad smell. The furniture is laid out wrong. The grass isn't cut. The landscaping's 3 feet high. You know, just amazing to just see that with all the knowledge that we have out there, that those things aren't done prior to list. But, you know, it's, again, that's an agent there who's just saying like, hey, let me just take the listing.
Right.
And then we'll do whatever yeah. you think you want to do, Mr. Seller, to sell the home, versus an agent who's taking charge and like getting the home in good shape.
Well, and that's a perfect example that you just gave of someone not having or not being educated or informed in what's going on in today's market. Because you could have gotten away with that 3 years ago during the pandemic when, you know, a listing came up, you put a sign on in the yard and you put it on the MLS and you had multiple showings the next day. Sometimes, you know, we were going above ask, we were having appraisal waivers, but that's not today's market. You have to know what's going on today, and you have to be informed as far as days on market and information like that. And you also have to know what's going on in Lafayette, Louisiana. I was talking to an agent. This was one of the beautiful things about Real, is I was speaking with an agent in New York. She worked the New York and the Connecticut market. She said in Connecticut, they have zero inventory. They're going to multiple offer situations. They're going right back to what we experienced in the pandemic. And I'm like, well, holy cow, that's not happening here.
Right.
But, you know, it's just interesting to know what's going on around the world, what's regionalized. But you have to know what's going on in your personal market, because it could be the two extremes.
Yeah. And preparing the seller for this and saying, hey, you know, if we miss that first week on the market, we're going to be in a bind, mm-hmm. because I want that house to be absolutely perfect when we put it on the market. Right? Because we might get 2, 3, 4, 5 showings right away the first week. Then we might not get showings for a month,
right?
2 months. So how important is that first week on the market? We really want to get that home prepared well, right? And just like a doctor, right? You don't go into a doctor and say, hey, doc, here's what I think we're going to do, right?
Right.
We go into a doctor because they have the solution to the problem that we're having.
That's exactly right.
So
they have the education, they have the knowledge and the experience.
Yeah. And I even said this the other day on Instagram, as I said, imagine you had a rare disease or sickness that came up, right? And they told you you basically have 30 days to live, right? And they said, imagine a doctor in Alaska has the solution or the cure to your problem, and they have one more appointment open this month, and it's tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. Would you do anything and everything possible in your being to make it there for 7 a.m. in Alaska tomorrow morning.
Of course.
You would absolutely do whatever you had to do to get there. And I say realtors need to, and look, that's an extreme case, but realtors need to provide so much value that our buyers and our sellers can't possibly fathom doing it without us.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, that's the kind of level you have to take it to, of professionalism, of taking charge, of being that person that has the solution to their problems. And that's why I tell agents, you know, the just sold post. Let's get away from the just sold post. Let's talk about solving the problem of the sale. Now, look, the just sold post is not bad. The cute closing picture is not bad, right? That's good. It's celebratory, right? We want to celebrate our clients. But if we want to take it to the next level where our clients look at us like a doctor that has the cure to this rare disease, we have to take it to the next level and say, hey, we're really good at problem solving, mm-hmm. right? In 20 years in the business, I'm pretty good at problem solving. But even a new agent, you can say, hey, I'm confident in my abilities and I know more than a sixth grader. So let's do it.
Right.
And here's a game plan. But right. that's what gets it. That's where it's tough to, you know, operate as a new agent or a agent that's struggling, right? You're living in the land of lack, right? You're not living in the land of abundance. So it's tough to project that onto a buyer or seller. So we also have a friend who's in our group, right? And she was Darla. I mentioned Darla a lot. And Darla was the first podcast. And basically, she came from being an educator in the school system. And she is a super take charge kind of person, right? You'd almost call her bossy. And I think she calls herself bossy. But, you know, she does 80 to 100 transactions a right. year, right? You don't call Darla because you're saying, hey, I'm going to tell Darla what we're going to do to get the right. home sold. You call her because you know she's got the track record that has gotten stuff done in the area. She's the authority, and she's basically the person that you're going to go to for the cure to your rare disease, which is getting your home sold.
An interesting thing about Darla is I suspect on day one she was like that.
Absolutely.
Even though she had no experience, she had probably minimal education as far as just passing the real estate exam. She didn't have the experience of writing the hundreds of transactions that she does right now. But I suspect that is her natural personality. She's a take charge kind of person. And like you said, I think that's why people hire her. They want her because they know she's going to negotiate the best deal possible. They know that she's going to take charge, lead them, and get the job done.
Yeah, absolutely. And like that's a perfect way for an agent that says, like, I'm not doing any deals. I'm doing everything right. I'm doing all the extras that need to be done. But I'm not just getting deals, right? What's the remedy? What's the problem, right? Well, I tell those agents that we were mentoring, you've got to take charge of the scenario. Find the moment in the conversation where you can take charge, listen, find the problem, and then insert the solution to the problem. Like, that's how you level up your business. That's how you get somebody that says, man, I've got to refer Jamie because he had a solution to my problem and he came up with a quick solution and that got me the home.
And the thing that I think is interesting, because we know so many realtors with so many different styles and personalities, it doesn't mean that you have to be an outgoing personality plus type of person to be a take charge kind of person. You can be a soft, subtle, but assertive and take charge type of person. The two are not mutually exclusive. You can still be take charge and knowledgeable and factual without being this, you know, flamboyant, outgoing personality. There is a place for every personality in real estate, but each top agent, top producer has the one characteristic that I would say would be a take charge, assertive personality.
Yeah, absolutely. And what's been fun about this whole podcast is we have, I don't know, 40 episodes or so or more. I'm not even sure. I'd have to look at the episode count. But of everybody in the podcast, every single one of those top agents in Louisiana is a take charge type mm-hmm. of personality. Mm-hmm. Like,
they can still be soft spoken or they can be the loudest person in the room. But that one similar characteristic is that take charge and that confidence.
And when I stumbled across that at the office meeting, when we were talking about, you know, to those agents that were struggling, is it was almost like a light bulb went off. And I'm mm-hmm. like, Jamie, that's the difference.
Mm-hmm.
That one thing is the difference. Because if you're a soft-spoken person, and for me, I kind of started my journey as I wasn't, I guess I would say, outgoing when I first started in the real estate business, but I learned the ways to kind of get my groove and get my vibe and get my things going. But as I found that take charge mentality, I leveled up my business even further. But mm-hmm. it was just amazing to just like really just say like, that's the problem, because mm-hmm. I was kind of like, I want to help these agents. I want them to grow. But what's the problem?
Mm-hmm.
Because if you're doing everything right, there's some frustrations in not getting the result from doing everything right. So, and in some cases, those agents at that office meeting are doing better than me on social media. Mm-hmm. They're doing better than me with some of their follow-up, their touches with their clients. But again, are you going to just be their friend? Are you going to be that trusted person that has the cure, just like that rare disease doctor in Alaska? Are you going to be that trusted person? And that's the thing that's missing with that. But yes, like, and I even like just to speak to those agents who have that type of personality, who's very maybe passive, but sweet, just real genuine person. Listen closely to the conversations that you're having with your buyers and your sellers and saying, hey, where can I take charge in this conversation mm-hmm. and do it in a way that feels right? It's not like you got to come out and be someone not authentic to your own personality. Be authentic to your personality, but find the way to like insert that take charge into it where they say, yeah, I vibe with this person, but they're also got my best interests at heart. And they also have a game plan
right.
that's going to get me what I want. Because if you don't have a game plan, again, somebody else is just going to come back and have that game plan and they're going to get the opportunity.
Right.
And I'm saying it could be somebody who's mailing out to the neighborhood.
Right.
Hey, I'm doing an open house over here on Sunday. But they have a conversation with that agent and that agent took charge. And yes, that's your best friend or that's your family member. But they recognize that there's an agent in the neighborhood who's going to take charge. And then that's when their problem is so big that they need an agent that provides that solution more than they need a friend or a sister or a brother.
And
that's when feelings get hurt.
Who can fault them for making that choice? I mean, real estate is money. It's financial. These are big ticket items. These are big. If somebody needs to sell a house, it's probably for a very important reason, right? Somebody's died, somebody graduated, somebody's having a baby, there's a divorce. You know, I mean, there are important reasons why people leave. We're talking money. And,
yeah.
You know, they want somebody that's going to guide them. So they want, like you said, they want somebody that's going to take charge. So how, I guess the purpose of this podcast is to figure out how to make someone take charge. And I think the number one thing is for them to have confidence. How do they get that confidence? Right. So, I mean, I think we talked about education. I went to some great classes in our local MLS board that, you know, I was just, not that I was bragging by any means, but I was telling you, I exceeded my hours last year because there were just a series of great classes that were being put on. And I just felt like it was a great tool for me to utilize. So don't ever, you know, be afraid of doing additional education, right? So your MLS board does have great classes, podcast. I talked about love podcast. And if anybody needs some podcasts to listen to, call me up and I will tell them my favorites. Even books. I mean, do people still read books? Well, they can listen to them in their car, right?
Yeah.
But there are so many awesome books. And I know you're a big, I know you have your favorite books that you read.
I mean, Compound Effect, Slight Edge, there's a bunch of great books, but even real estate books, you know, there's so many great real estate books that people can turn to get yourself like a core plan, even the Real Estate Bible, right? The Millionaire mm-hmm. Real Estate
mm-hmm.
Agent.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's a great book to like, I don't know where to go, but I need to get back to the basics. I'm actually listening to it again on audio right now.
And
I mean, been in the business 20 years, but it speaks to you at different parts in your life. That's the thing. You know, I might have listened to that book as a new agent. And I said, man, I don't even know about building a real estate team.
Mm-hmm.
But now that chapter speaks to me.
Right.
Because I'm building out, you know, a team and, you know, like kind of helping nurture and mentor agents and stuff like that. So all that chapter speaks to me now more than it did when I was a new agent.
Mm-hmm.
So like all of those things, yeah, definitely. Like doing all of that. And I always recommend too, like if you don't know, have a mentor. Come into the office. Like, let's get together and let's talk about real estate. Let me help you, give you some tips and some things. And as a friend, I'm going to tell you the things you probably don't want to hear. And I guess that's my personality. I mean, I'm just not the type of person that likes to hold my tongue. If I see that you're doing something or I see a missing piece to the puzzle, I'm not going to sugarcoat it. I'm going to say, Paige, you need to take charge right mm-hmm. there. You know, I'm not going to say, I think, you know, you're great and all this other stuff and then dance around the true core of the problem. Mm-hmm. But like, that's a great way, like get a mentor, somebody who's actually doing deals.
And maybe, well, I agree with that, but even also an accountability partner. And I think that that's really good to have somebody kind of check you whenever you slack. Somebody that's going to hold you to what you say you're going to do. So if you say, I'm going to take a class, you know, once a week for the rest of the year, have somebody that's going to ask you, did you take your class? You know, accountability partners are huge. And I feel like to some degree, you and I kind of check in every once in a while and talk about different things. I know we've gone to our company Reels annual conference together, and every once in a while we'll kind of check in and say, hey, do you remember what so-and-so said? You know, what was that presentation? And just, you know, kind of remind each other of things that we, ideas that we had while we were at conference and things that we heard. So just having a mentor, absolutely. Having a partner that's going to check in with you, absolutely. I think all of those are great tools.
Yeah. And another great reason to have a partner or a friend in the business, right, is because even the other day, we're here at the office and you popped into my office. We were talking about, again, jumping on some yeah. Zoom class that I was in. And you popped in my office and you were like, hey, Jamie, I've got this buyer and they're looking for this home, you know, or I heard this home may be coming on the market. And I said, Paige, I'm so glad you said that. I've got her cell number. I've done business with her in the past. Let me call her and find out what's going on. You know, and that is a large deal that we're potentially going to work on together. And it happened by you just coming in and us just having a conversation about deals. And I happen to know the lady that was involved. Mm-hmm. So like, that's why you go to office meetings. You go Absolutely. To office meetings to hear about things. And you're like, hey, I didn't even think about that buyer may be interested in that property that a friend in the office has coming up. Mm-hmm. So like, that could be a, you know, a large deal that we could put together just over a conversation.
Right.
And imagine how cool of a story that would be is if that deal came together over a conversation that we had at the office, a multi-million dollar deal. Like, that's huge.
Well, what I think is so interesting is some people would say, oh, you just got lucky. But the reality is you and I were both at the office working.
We showed up.
We were having real estate conversations. And yes, that conversation came up. So we were lucky, but we put ourselves in the right location to be lucky and the right conversations to be lucky. So is it luck? I don't know.
You can't show up if you don't buy the lottery ticket, right?
Yeah.
Even when it comes to luck, right? The showing up and buying the lottery ticket is the first thing, right? And I don't necessarily suggest we go buy the lottery ticket. But I'm saying the whole part of it, right? The person doesn't win the lottery without buying the lottery ticket.
That's right.
So you have to show up to the office. You have to show up with your clients. You have to show up with other agents. And that's when great things happen, is when we, you know, kind of show up. And that's like the crazy part of our business mm-hmm. is when agents like, or like, I'm struggling right now. I'm like, hey, when's the last time you came to the office right. and you asked
just
me a few
questions?
Just come
sit down on my sofa and listen to my phone calls.
Yeah.
That's going to be the best education right there.
Let's make calls together.
Yeah.
You know, let's get on the phone. You know, let me just sit here on your laptop in my office on my couch and let's just talk, you know, follow me
right.
for a day.
Right.
That opportunity is there for any agents in our market. You know,
I remember my very first.
Even if you're not at my brokerage.
Yes. My very first listing appointment I went on was with another agent. She was kind enough to let me just kind of tag along. And, you know, I just remember stuff like that because people are very generous. And of course, I speak for you, but I know we want to pass that on to others. I mean, we want everybody to win. There's enough business to go around. We want everyone to be successful and to win. But you got to accept the challenge, right? You got to show up. You got to put yourself in the right room and you just got to buckle up and get after it, right?
Yeah, take charge, baby. Well, Paige, tell us one more encouraging thing, and then we're going to close it out because we whizzed through this episode. So I am a new agent, and I am struggling right now, and I'm doing everything right. I'm doing all the right things in the background, but I'm still not closing deals. What do you got for them? And we'll close it out after that.
I'm just going to say, how badly do you want it, right? It's easy for you and I to say this business is so fun, right? But we wanted it really badly. We still do. I mean, my drive and my desire is just like it was on day one. And you need to know why you're working, why you're doing, what's your why? Why are you doing what you do? And I know for both of us, again, I'm speaking for you because I know how passionate you are about your family, and I'm the same way. So everything we do for them. And that's why we feel and we work as hard as we do. But this new agent needs to figure out what's their why. Why are you doing this? And then ask for help, ask for mentorship, ask for any, you know, advice. I mean, there are so many people that are so willing to offer any guidance, expertise, and you just need to put yourself out there.
I love that. Well, Paige, thank you so much for jumping on this thing. You know, our mindsets are so similar on how we do our business, and we both take charge. So it was fun to do this whole podcast about taking charge and about encouraging agents. So if agents are interested in finding a mentor, reach out. You know, either Paige and I, we'd be glad to give you some encouragement, jump on a Zoom call with you, jump on a phone call with you, give you some encouragement, hear about your struggles and what things may be missing in your business. So I'm going to put Paige's contact information in the podcast. I'm going to put my comfort information in the podcast. And keep following us on Instagram. I do an encouraging message once a day, at least right now. Follow Paige on social media. She's also doing great stuff. But yeah, just if you guys are struggling right now, we want to be a resource to you. We want to be, you know, a friend. So even if you're not at the same brokerage as us, hey, we're still here to encourage agents. That's
absolutely
our job.
We want everybody to win.
Absolutely. So anyway, so guys, thank you guys so much for listening into the podcast every week. It's an honor to be in your ears and in your inbox every week. So guys, please share this episode with a friend who may be struggling and who may need to hear that missing piece to the puzzle, which is taking charge and taking action and showing up. So guys, again, thank you guys so much for being a part of it. And I hope that you guys have an amazing day.